Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Peter Jensen, an editorial writer at the Baltimore Sun. Peter, interesting news again, as always, about the Bay and about phosphorus and the pollution that it causes and the efforts to control it. Bring us up to date a little bit on what's going on.
Well, just recently there was a report from the Environmental Integrity Project that found that on the Eastern Shore there are still many rivers that are very high in phosphorus levels, despite efforts to reduce phosphorus, which, as you know, is a naturally occurring nutrient, which along with nitrogen causes problems in the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries. It's found that phosphorus levels have actually increased in some places.
Well, and we're talking about dealing with the what happens when you're raising hundreds of millions, I guess, of chickens.
Well, that's right. The litter from poultry is the primary source on the Eastern Shore, at least, of phosphorus.
And it runs off not only into the bay, but into the rivers, as you're saying.
That's right. That's become a problem. And now the farming community believes they've addressed these issues. But in fact, the Maryland Department of Environment has issued rules to reduce the phosphorus, chiefly by restricting how farmers can spread poultry waste on their farms. But those rules were pulled back last year. And the General Assembly also put on a requirement that the department now has to look at the financial cost of such rules. So it brings into question whether these rules are going forward at all.
Are we in the hands of the regulators now to decide, or who will decide?
It is, as I said, it's right now in the hands of the Maryland Department of the Environment. But it is also a question as whether the governor will allow them to go forward. The governor has shown a lot of support in recent years for the poultry industry. And as you may have noticed, he's been campaigning in Iowa quite a bit lately.
I have noticed that. And I guess when you're out there, your concern about farmers may really be at a high point.
That's the concern. And the environmental community is getting, I guess, a little worried that the governor is getting weak-kneed on this point. And one of the indicators was during the last General Assembly session, there was an idea that maybe one way to get around this problem would be to tax chickens. And the governor stood up and opposed that tax before the bill ever got a hearing, which is a little unusual for a governor.
We're talking about trying to balance interests here. And everyone looks at everyone and says, are you on board? And people are saying, well, look, this is a governor who's running for president. He doesn't want to be anti-environment. He doesn't want to be anti-farmer, you know, particularly in a state like Maryland, where it's an enormous bit of commerce. So the balancing is even more difficult, I think, in this state and for him at this moment.
And he deserves a benefit of the doubt. Certainly, his environmental record is very strong, and the work he has done during his two terms as governor on behalf of the Chesapeake Bay is noted. But I think one of the messages that's come through from the Environmental Integrity Project and others is that phosphorus is a very serious problem, and we can't ignore the contributions that farmers make if we want to be serious about cleaning up the Chesapeake Bay.
Well, we'll see. We'll see where we go. We'll see what comes out of the whatever deliberations are going on down there now, Peter. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Fraser.
For Peter Jensen, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.